In the previous lesson, we introduced the concept of phase diagrams. Now, phase diagrams are graphical representations of the relationships between pressure, volume, and temperature. As wonderful as phase diagrams are for helping to understand and visualize phases and phase changes, it's not very easy to accurately obtain numerical values from them. Consequently, vast amounts of thermodynamic data have been compiled in tabular form. Now, as you might imagine, these tables are very large and take up many pages each. The goal of this lesson is to learn how to quickly and accurately obtain the values you need from these giant thermodynamic tables. The first thing you notice about a set of thermodynamic tables for a given substance is that they come in four parts. The first two parts provide the properties of saturated liquids and saturated vapors. So why are there two parts that provide the same information? Well, one part contains rows of data evaluated at nice, even values of temperature. The other part has rows of data evaluated at nice, even values of pressure. That's why the two parts are called the saturation temperature tables and the saturation pressure tables. The properties of superheated vapors occupy a separate section of their own. And the properties of subcooled liquids also have their own section in a complete set of thermodynamic tables. Now, that may sound a bit scary, but we'll work it all out in great detail so that you feel confident about using thermodynamic tables. Now, in this lesson, we'll use thermodynamic tables for water, ammonia, and a refrigerant called R134a. The thermodynamic tables for water are always called the steam tables, even though they include the properties of liquid water as well. You'll find the steam tables, as well as the thermodynamic tables for two common refrigerants, ammonia and R134a, in the Chapter 2 First Aid Kit. These two refrigerants are popular because they are environmentally friendly, and you'll learn more about these and other refrigerants in Chapter 9. But right now, let's learn about thermodynamic tables.